Welcome. My name is Example. Welcome to the I Am Example podcast. Here we're going to inspire you. We're going to motivate you. We're going to push you. We're going to build you. Any obstacle that you ever encountered, you can overcome by believing in yourself. And here you're going to discover that strength. We're going to teach you how to hustle. We're going to teach you how to grind. We're going to teach you about all those things. Keep it locked in and stay tuned. Welcome back. It's your boy Example. We back at it again, once again, coming at you again. You dig? If you want to follow me, you can catch me on Instagram at I_am_example456. If you have any questions, any concerns, any ideas, any hustles, you can email me at IamExample456@gmail.com. If you're interested in following me on YouTube, you can watch me at IamExample456. And we're going to get right back into it. It's a gloomy day. You dig? I hope you, although it may be a gloomy day, I hope you smiling. I hope you keeping your spirits up. You dig? What do we have? We're going to get right into it. We're going to get right into the example of the week. And it's a dude that influenced my life or changed my life. After reading his book and after encountering him and after chopping it up with him and stuff like that, I started to see how I was thinking I wasn't crazy. I started to see that the way I was going about money was backwards, or my mindset about money was backwards. And the example of the week is going to be Mr. Daniel Freeman. He wrote a book, and the book is called How to Make a Dollar Out of 15 Cents. It's a step-by-step book. It broke down the game all the way down for me. You understand? It broke down how you should buy a car, how you should save money, how you should buy a house, how you should invest in yourself, why you should invest in yourself, all those things. And it taught me and it demonstrated to me that I wasn't crazy. I knew going to work a job for 35 years, 40 years wasn't the exact or the ideal thing to do if you wanted to be a millionaire. I remember one time I actually got, I was on an interview, and the employer actually said to me, "You're not going to get rich working here." And my first thoughts was like, then why am I working here? The whole reason of me working is to get money. You dig? So my man Daniel Freeman, he really broke the game down to me. And he have a lot of different angles that you can take and you can relate to. And you can check him out over there on RiseAndGrind.com. You can follow him on Facebook at Rise and Grind. And just check him out. He has a lot of knowledge. He also has a podcast. He's doing a lot of big things, you know, understand? So, back into it, you know what I'm saying? The subject of this podcast is Lord Knows. Let that sink in for you. Yeah. Lord Knows. I'm not the most spiritual conscious dude. I'm not the most religious dude. I'm not the most Bible thumping dude. But I firmly believe that there is a higher power. You understand? There's a higher power of consciousness. There's a higher power of spirituality. I don't know what to call it. I don't know if you call it God. I don't know if you call it Allah. I don't know if you call it Buddha. I don't know what you call it. But I do know there is something. And I had this conversation and I had this epiphany. pretty much like an epiphany with myself, or to myself, is that with the higher power wants you to be in a subservient position in life, or will he want you to live to your fullest potential and grow to be the best individual that you can be, or you can be. You understand? I believe that everybody has a gift. Everybody has a talent. And it is up to you, completely up to you, on whether you utilize that talent or if you let it go to waste. And a lot of us try to feel around in the dark to discover our talent when it's right there in front of us, right? Use myself for example. I used to play basketball. Wasn't the best at it, right? But I knew all my friends was playing. I can go all day without playing basketball. It just wasn't my main thing or my passion. It wasn't my passion. You understand? And then after playing basketball, I never excelled at basketball. Then I tried football. I've never excelled at football. I'm a slender dude. I never excelled at football. But I love doing other things. I love riding dirt bikes. I love riding bikes in general. But one main thing that I knew I was great at, and people called me crazy all the time, and I had a whole concept and a whole plan and a whole blueprint on how to play it. The one thing that I could play all day 24/7 is Monopoly. That's one of my talent. That was my talent, was playing Monopoly. And I had this whole strategy, whole blueprint on why I would buy certain properties and it was just so technical in my mind, but it was so natural to me. And I could play it all the time. And it wasn't until I got older that I realized that my passion and my true talent was something dealing with real estate. It just made sense to me. Whether I would look at a landlord and say, I would never treat my tenants like that, or whether I would look at the conditions of the house or the residence and say, I would never allow one of my tenants to stay in a residence that looks like that. You understand? And we all have talents. We all have passions. We all have gifts that we have. And Lord knows you have it. You know you have it. But it's up to you on whether you utilize that talent and whether you utilize that gift. There are so many people out there wasting away their talents and wasting away their gifts and wasting away their passions, giving every excuse in the book. Every excuse in the book, but they can't find one yes. They can't find one yes, I can't do that because I love it. I don't care if I fail. I said, I don't care how many times I fail, but I'll never look back on my life and say I have regrets. I did everything that I wanted to do, whether good, bad, happy, or sad, I did it. And I enjoyed it, whether it was a good experience or a bad one, I still learned from it. You understand? But so many people are wasting away their talents, are wasting away their God-given gifts. You understand? And it's sad. I'm pretty sure on whatever you choose to call this higher power, he or she never intended for you to waste your gift that was given to you, particularly to you. And I think it's just sad. And I hate seeing people in that predicament. I hate seeing people actually live their lives as a waste and look back on their lives and say, I should have did this or I could have did that. Instead, you got people out here going to school, getting unnecessary degrees, getting unnecessary debt, and not doing nothing in their passion. You understand? Just going to school aimlessly with no purpose or rhyme or reason. Do you want to live your life like that? Do you want to see yourself like that? Or do you see yourself like that? The beautiful thing about it is you can change. Whether it be today, tomorrow, yesterday, whenever you hear this podcast, whatever, you can change. And change the whole destination that you intend to go to. And don't get me wrong, there's plenty of people out there that are actually living their dreams. There are plenty of people out there that don't even know what their dreams are. My only intention and my only purpose is to help you realize what your dream is and what your true passion is. That's what I really want to do. That's how I feel that. That's how I want to impact the world. I know what I love to do. I love dealing in real estate. I love it. It's up to now it's my obligation to help you figure out what it is that you love to do and how to monetize that. No, it was years before I got my first actual deal, or it was years before I first flipped the property. It was years. I didn't say it was going to happen overnight. I didn't say it was going to be easy. There's a lot of times that I didn't have no money and was struggling. You understand? But I just want you to find your passion. And another thing, don't, just because you got a career, that's not your passion. Some people are just working just to get by and survive. I'm pretty sure nobody ever intended to work at a call center. I'm not knocking anybody that works at a call center, but I'm pretty sure that wasn't your first career choice. You understand? I'm pretty sure you didn't want to be a career college student, going to school for decades, getting degrees that you can't even use. Like a business degree. Let's use that as an example. You go to school and get a business degree, and they don't even teach you how to run a business. They teach you how to manage a business. They don't teach you how to be an owner. They don't teach you nothing about corporations. They don't teach you nothing about developing a corporation. They don't teach you nothing about tax breaks. They don't teach you nothing. They teach you about spreadsheets. And then they tell you to take your degree and go manage somebody else's business. They don't teach you how to build your business from the ground up, how to buy products, how to sell products, how your profit margin. They don't teach you none of that. They teach you how to make money for the real players and the real ballers. You understand? And I'm not the guru. I'm not the one that knows it all. But I do know that. I'm pretty sure you wasn't put on this earth to get a business degree and go work for somebody else's business to make them millions of dollars while you suffer barely getting $35,000, $40,000 a year, if that. You understand? So, y'all take that into consideration. Take what I say. If you happy doing what you do, I'm not knocking what you do. But make sure that's your gift. That's your God-given gift. That's your God-given talent. And utilize it and perfect your craft. And you're going to get there. You're going to get the true happiness that you seek, or the true fulfillment that you seek. Just make sure that's what you choose to do and what you was put on this earth to do. All right? I know this is kind of a deep podcast. I try not to get too deep for y'all, you dig? Just try to keep it a buck for y'all. But it's a realistic view. And y'all can take it in heed if y'all want to. But I'm going to get out of here. I ain't going to talk y'all ears off. So y'all can get at me again. Y'all can check me out at... hold on for 1 minute. Looking at my notes. Sorry. You can check me out at... I_am_example456 on Instagram. Or you can email me if you got any questions at iamexample456@gmail.com. Alright? And y'all can watch me on YouTube at iamexample456 if y'all want to replay this. And make sure y'all like, share, and subscribe. And I'm gonna get out of here. Y'all get at me.